Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 37 for Friday, August 28th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, taking strength from gains in the U.S. soy complex and currency issues. ICE canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $479.30 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more desirable to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures were all higher this morning, which contributed to the gains. There are some ideas the size of the U.S. soy crop could be reduced, which was supportive for canola. Weather concerns across parts of the prairies were also bullish for values. However, the rally appears to have settled down in most financial markets, as well as crude oil, which could allow for some selling pressure to return. Traders will likely try to position themselves ahead of the weekend, which could make for a volatile trading day, and the technical bias is definitely pointed to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.84 a bushel. Prices continue to correct themselves after falling to a 6.5-year low earlier this week. World markets seem to have stabilized, and with it comes more buying of soybeans. The USDA released strong export numbers yesterday, which was bullish for values. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.79 per bushel. Corn futures received some slight support from the gains in soybeans. The market was also boosted by the improving economic situation in both China and the U.S. The gains were limited, though, by favorable weather conditions in the Mississippi Delta, where early harvest is progressing rather rapidly. U.S. wheat was slightly below unchanged, with the December contract checking in at $4.89 a bushel. Traders are sitting on a sizable short position right now. Egypt has purchased 60,000 tons of Russian wheat and could be buying more. Ukraine, France, and Romania are actively looking for customers to unload their wheat to as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.